Okay, we're on Shamach Dalet Amid Aleph, new Perek. New year, new Perek. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Poshkim Le'odim B'Kovod Ovi V'Imo. Okay, now this Perek deals a lot with Hataras Nadarim. So you need a Pesach of Harata to be Matur Neder. You go to the Chacham, either a Chacham Mumche or three Hedyotos, and at least one of them has to know Hilchus Nedarim. And you tell him the Neder, and he tries to find a Pesach of Harata. In other words, if you would have known this, right, we'd have thought about this, would you have made the Neder? And he has to be Nescharet Meikara, that I never would have made the Neder to begin with. Not that now I changed my mind. But if I would have known that retroactively, I never would have made the Neder to begin with. So Rav Elazar says that one of the psachim for Harata is Kovod Ovi V'Imo. You tell them, if you would have known, people are going to say, look at this rotten kid. His parents must have been rotten people, right? The guy makes Nedarim. So would you have made the Neder had you thought about Kovod Ovi V'Imo? And the Chachamim say, no, that's not a good Pesach, because we're afraid that the person is going to be too embarrassed to say that he would have made the Neder anyway. Right? So he's going to lie. And he's going to say, oh yeah, if I would have thought about that, I would have had Harata, when the truth is he wouldn't have had. So there's no Harata. So that, therefore, what's it called? Since it's an embarrassing thing for a person to admit that, and he wouldn't admit it, that's not a good Pesach for Harata. Omer of Tzadik, at your poskim lo b'kovet over the imo, yiftichu lo b'kovet amakom. Forget about his parents. How about what's it called? Kovet of the Rabban Shalom. Right? If you would have thought about the fact that making the Dorim is not Kvod Hashem. Right? For one of two reasons. One is that when you make a Neder, the Ran says, so you're making a Neder in the Melech himself. So you're using the Rabban Shalom for your purposes. It's not Kovod Hashem. Or just making Nedarim is not a proper learned. Better not to make Nedarim altogether. So if that's the case, what's it called? Then you can extend it. So what Rav Tzadok means is a Shaila. The Farish is Mashma, that what's it called, that he's asking on Rav Elazar. If we already accept Kovod Ovi V'Imo, we should be able to accept Kovod Mahamakam also. And others say that he's, what's it called, he is extending what he's asking on that. It can't be. Because if you could have a Pesach of Harata, of Kovod Ovi V'Imo, then conceivably you could have Kovod Amakom, and then it's no Nedarim. Right. And Imkein, ain't Nedarim, that's what we have. And that's Rav Tzadok said this. If that's the case, then there's no Neder. Meaning that you're always going to have that. Right? It's never good to make a Neder. So you always have that Pesach of Harata. Rashi. Rav Elazar Omer, Poskim Adam B'Kvod Ovi V'Imo. Sha'omer Lo, Ilu Hayisi Odeya. Sha'omrim Alavicha O'Oilo La'av Shagodl Ben Rosha Kazesh U Poritz Menadorit. Sha'kein Rishoyim Darkan Lindor. Kedamrin La'el B'Perikin Pirkin Kama. Vim Omar Lav, Di Ilu Hayisi Odeya, Lo Hayisi Noder Matirin Lo. Rav Elazar says a good Pesach B'Charota, that we tell him that you thought about the fact that you're disgracing your parents by making this Neder, would you have made it? And if he says, no, I wouldn't have, then it's a Pesach Harata. V'chachon Mosrim, Shafilo ain't daito l'scharit, nosum lo das l'scharit. Right? And the Chachon say it's Osir, because even really he would have done it. But he's embarrassed to say it. So therefore, maybe he's lying. So it's not a good Pesach Harata. Reb Tzadok Omer, at your posuk lo b'kovod ovi v'imo, kolomer im kein yicholun v'toach lo b'kovod ovi v'imo, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you can use kovod ovi v'imo as a pesach of harata, posuk lo nomi b'kovod amokom, sheyicholun lomer lo nomi, shekeneged hakadosh baruch hu oseh sheno devarashu l'shamayim. Right, same thing. That you're bringing disgrace to the Rabbono Shel Olam. Ela imata omer kein sheposkim lo bekach ein nedarim. Bigmar and Farsha. Bigmar is going to explain what means ein nedarim. But then every nether is going to be like that. So we'll see. There's two machlos abayin rova what ein nedarim means. And some have that, what's it called, that it's the Chachamim, answered, that he was asking on Rabbi Lezer, if this is okay, then Kovod HaMakom is also okay. And the Rabbanan answered, no, that what's it called, that then Ein Nedarim, meaning that Kovod HaMakom is something that a person, Taka, everybody agrees, would lie. He's not going to have the chutzpah to say that he didn't care about Kovod HaMakom. But Kovod Avivim, over Rabbi Lezer said, a person's not going to lie. And if he Taka would have made it anyway, he'll tell the truth. And if he says that he would have been Ischar, he's telling the truth. And the Chacham hold no. Person will lie also because he doesn't want to appear to be a mechutzif against his parents. Okay. The Odom Rabbi Lezer, Poschim ben Nolad. Nolad is something that didn't exist at the time of the Nether, right, but came about afterwards. The Chachamim Moshe, right? We'll see in one second what the case of Nolad is. But the idea is the following. What Charata is something that existed at the time of the Nether, but I didn't think of it. But if I would have thought of it, I would have had Charata at that moment. But Nolad, it didn't exist then. So it's rare to say that the guy says, if I would have known this would happen, I would never have made the Nether to begin with. No, maybe I would have made the Nether to begin with, and now that this happened now, I have Charata from the time that happened, not from retroactively, and the Charata has to be from the beginning, right? Meikar. So that's Machlokas. Rebbe Lezer holds, even though it's Nolad, the person would say, if I would have known that's going to happen, I never would have made the Nether to begin with. And the Chachamim hold, no, that what's it called, since it didn't have to happen, and there's a Machlokas, we'll see tomorrow where the Mekor is, Rishonim. What happens of Nolad that's usual? Something that usually happens. So there are Rishonim who hold that everybody holds that kind of Nolad you could. We had it before in a Tosfos with Rabbi Akiva, that his father-in-law made a Nether, right? And he had said to him, if you would have known that your son-in-law is Nabi Talmud Chacham, would you have made the Nether? Right? So Tosfos says it's Nolad. Tosfos says, no, usually people go to Beis Medrash, become Talmidei Chachamim. Right, so it's not something, not shchiach, it's motzui. So something, a nola that usually happens, that everybody holds, according to some Rishon. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds no difference between nola that's motzui or not motzui. No nola is good. Because we're afraid that your charata is only from the time the thing happened and not retroactive. But Rebbe Lezer says, you are posech v'nola v'chachamim osrim, keitzot, omer konim shani nehenel li'ish ploni. Right, I made a nether, I'm not gonna give hanoah to this person. The Nasa Sofer, right, or the guy became a Talmud Chacham. Or Shehoya Macy as Beno. Or he, what's it called, was marrying off his son. The Omar Ilu Haisi Odea Shu Nasa Sofer, or Shehoya Macy as Beno, Bekarov Lo Haisi Noder. If I would have known these things are gonna happen, I never would have made the nether to begin with. Konim Labai is another example. Right, person said, "Sha'ini nichnas, I'm not going to go into this house." V'nasa baisa knesses, and that house became a baisa knesses. Omar ilu ha'isi odeshu nasa baisa knesses lo isi node. If I would have known this building's going to become a baisa knesses, I never made the nether not to go in. Rebbe Lezer matir v'chacham moshim, that's nolad. Rashi. B'dover shebein nolad vein ovi. Oh, we didn't say this. Modim Chacham, we skipped something. Modim Chacham Rebbe Lezer Bedover Shebeino Levein Ovi V'Imo Sheposkin Obekovet Avima. The Rabbanan agree that if the Nether had to do with something with the parents, then Avada we could bring up the parents as a reason for Charata. Right? So it's not out of left field that the guy obviously made the Nether and he wasn't thinking about his parents. Here there was something to do with the parents. So therefore, we can bring up the parents. If you would have known this is going to bring shame to your parents, would have you made such a nether? And since the nether has to do with the parents, there the charata is good, even according to the Rabbanan. B'dover shebeino levein ov v'imo, b'masha heder, v'heim tzrichim lo lanoso sheposim lo b'kvoda. Right? Now, he made the nether against them, or whatever, and now they need him. So now he said, if you would have known that your parents would have tzar from this, or whatever, would you have made it? That's a good Pesach of Charata, even according to the Rabbanan. Poschim b'nolad, b'dover shelo hoya ba'olam b'shas nidro. The thing didn't exist when the nether was made. When he made the nether not to go into the house, it was a regular house. Now it became a shul. V'adayin asidim lava la'olam la'achar shenoder. Meforish ketzav. Now the Gemara gives two examples. The Nasa Sofer is the Amri Talmud Shehu Tzarech lo. Right, he's a Talmud Chochmei Nitzim. He needs to ask some shailas or whatever, and he made an isser not to have any hanor from him. The isti amri lavlo shetzorich lo nami. Others say he became a sofer, means what we call a sofer, right? He made tefillin or whatever, and I need to get things from him. O shahaya meisi hamoder es bino, v'omer ilu esedeya bekar uzman lo isi noder. Right, the other person marrying off his son, I want to go to the chasana. Vinasa also buys base aknesses. Hai nolid mamishu. Rebelezer matir v'chachom mosin. The kasavri ain't posum in nolid. V'seches nazir v'perik beishamim v'forish is achinu l'chachomim chachom l'rebelezer v'hodu lahem. V'hodu lahem. Right? That the chachomim overpowered Rebelezer with rayas, and he admitted in the end, and therefore we don't nolid where the halach is, you're not poseach ben nolad. Even Rabbi Lezer in the end agreed that you're not poseach ben nolad. Okay, we said again, it's machlok as we shown him, if that's all nolad, or just unusual things, things that don't usually happen. Houses don't usually turn into shuls. But things that are usual, like we'll see tomorrow, the one example that Gemara seems to say, that something that's usual is not nolad, that even the chachamim hold you are poseach with.
Do you really have to have a pastor to mimatter that? Could a person himself mimatter himself?
No. Tomorrow we'll see that people could think that.
It's so clear, but you could easily mimatter nether. Why didn't Yiftach HaGilani do that for his daughter?
The what?
Yiftach HaGilani didn't do it for his daughter. It's such a pashat halacha.
The Gemara says that.
I know, because he didn't want to go to...
Right.
But still, it's such a pashat. He would let his daughter stay in the house there, the tower. Kuli, hi. It's noilat. It's whatever you want to call it. He had in mind an animal, not a person. His daughter, Vadainisht.
Yeah, there for sure. There was the Gemara says why he didn't want to go to Bater Neder. He felt his covet was more important.
She couldn't go.
Hey,
I don't want to be the carbon.